Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Sananda, who comes forth at this time to indeed take you upon a special and beautiful journey. So I ask that you would draw about yourself my golden white light and integrate this into your being. And having done this, allow the light to expand, filling the room. I ask that you would see the light begin to recede. And as it dissipates, you find yourself on top of a very high mountain, amongst a beautiful wilderness, and at the foot of a magnificent alabaster white statue. This statue is enormous, and it is of the beautiful goddess and spiritual ascended being, Kuan Yin. But first of all, I ask that you would take a look about you so that you may survey the beautiful wilderness about you, that you may feel the pristine air upon your face and your being, and that you may drink in the smells of Mother Earth. So let us do this for a moment. Well, this special statue of Kuan Yin is many stories high, and you will see that running along the side of her, etched into the statue, is a staircase. And I ask that you would begin to walk upon this staircase, moving upwards, heading toward her arms. And you will see that her arms are stretched outward, with the palm of each hand facing upwards. And it is a beautiful, crystal clear, blue summer's day. And everything in the world feels alive, yet at peace. And as you ascend this staircase, once you come to the crook of her elbow, I ask that you would step outward and onwards onto this arm. It is her left arm. And making your way upon this outstretched arm, that you would come to the palm of her hand, upon which rests a rather large, clear, crystal bowl. So large, in fact, that it is almost as if it were a very small wading pool. And indeed, it is filled with water. But it is no ordinary water, of course, for we are in a pristine wilderness, and the water has been given by the rain from the heavens and is purified. And as it is indeed a summer's day, so it is that the water has been heated by the sun's emanations. And so, casting off your garments, I invite you to step into this crystal bowl of purified water, that is at a lovely, comfortable temperature for you. And now that you are seated within the water, please get comfortable. Feel the waters begin to warm your skin. to feel soft and cleansing upon your body, for this is indeed its purpose at this time for you. And now you will see that sprinkled upon the water are beautiful garlands of fragrant flowers, so that their aroma and their vibrations are infusing into the water, and in turn, as a result, infusing into your being and your aura. So let us take a few moments to enjoy the water, its warmth, the warmth of the sun, and the beauty and fragrance and healing properties of the flowers. Allow your cares and your worries and all that is a burden at this time to be carried away and dissolved into the water. Feel how light you are becoming as these cares slip away. It is so peaceful and relaxing, and there is nothing in the world for you to be concerned about other than your own well-being. And it feels good, doesn't it? Well, there is a bird that comes to visit you, and it brings you also a flower, a particular flower, that it wishes to add to the water and to your aura. And perhaps this bird may even have a message for you. So let us allow this one to come. Well, we thank and bid this creature farewell, and it flies away. Well, I ask that you would step out of this crystal pool water. And as you are stepping out, the statue begins to move the palm of its hand ever so slightly, so that ripples are created within the water. And as you are standing within this water, the vibration of these ripples enters into your aura, assisting in the cleansing process and the integration of the energies you have just experienced. Well, allow yourself to step out onto her arm. Do not place your clothes back on, but rather I ask that you would leap across to her right arm. And having done this, step upon her right palm. And as she is a statue made of stone, she has absorbed the sun's energies and warmth. And as you are still wet, I ask that you would take a moment to lie upon her open palm and allow the warmth of her stone and the sun's rays to evaporate the water and to warm you at this time. Now that you are comfortable and your body's warmed, I ask that you would look upon the hand that you are seated upon now, and you will see that there are five rather large boulders. These, of course, would seem to be mere pebbles in such a large hand. But to us, to you, they are rather large. And each of these boulders represents an offering from Kuan Yin. Each of these five boulders is a wish, and she is granting these wishes to you, and she shall absorb all negative repercussions of these wishes into her own being, transmuting it, so that these wishes shall manifest for the highest good of you and all concerned. And so I will stand aside for some time so that you may designate to each boulder a wish, either for yourself or for somebody that is known to you, or perhaps a general wish for the planet and those upon her. Whatever you are drawn to do. And I ask that you would place the palms of your hands upon each boulder in turn as you are offering your wish. And once you have offered your wish, you will find that the boulder that you have your hands upon will disintegrate before you, falling into a heap of dust, until at last you reach the very last boulders. This is the process. And so I ask that you would take some time to go through each of these wishes and each of these boulders. Well, allow yourself to finish up on your fifth wish and fifth boulder. And it too disintegrates. And so it is that Kuan Yin has accepted these wishes. And this has been her marvelous gift to you. So you have been purified and cleansed in the waters, and now you have been given the gift of wishing for yourself and for others. But we do not end here, for she has more to offer. And it has been a beautiful summer's day, but now we see that night has come, and as we are upon a very large mountain, and upon an equally large statue, we are very close to the heavens, and I bring the heavens even closer to you. And there is the beautiful moon above, but the moon is far closer than what is ordinary. It's as if You are looking at the moon through a powerful telescope, for I draw it closer to you, so that it hangs like a beautiful silver orb above you in the dark night sky. And at this close distance, she illuminates everything about you, the statue, you yourself, the waters, and the mountain below. You are bathed in the silver ray, and it is a powerful ray. So I ask that you would lie down once more. And if you are feeling as though you need to be covered, you may do this. But allow the silver ray that indeed comes from the moon in a ray formation to shine upon you, to illuminate your aura, to bring the feminine and emotional aspect that is associated with the moon and of course associated with Kuan Yin, to allow these aspects to merge with you. So let us do this for a moment consciously. Feel your emotional aura and vehicle being brought into alignment, into balance. Again, allowing all the concerns and cares and worries to be transmuted by the silver ray, to be brought into balance. And you may look upon your skin, and it is glowing with the silver. It's as if you were becoming illuminated from within. And not only is the silver ray coming from the moon balancing and bringing all things that are feminine and emotional, but the moon's energy is also of regeneration and energizing, and so you begin to feel more alive than you have in a very long time. And as a manifestation of this, perhaps your skin, your body is beginning to tingle all over, pleasantly, as each cell in your body becomes awakened. It's a marvelous feeling. And I ask that you would open your eyes, and from where you are laying, you are looking up directly to the face of Kuan Yin's statue. And I ask that she begins to manifest through her statue, so that the statue itself becomes less and less stone and more a physical manifestation and presence of Kuan Yin. So it is her face in reality that is now looking down upon you. And she sends from her third eye a beautiful ray, the ruby ray, the red ruby ray, to you, to your third eye, so that a connection is made, an exchange is happening. And we know that the ruby ray is about activation, awakening. And this is another gift that she is bringing to you, So let's take a moment to allow this ruby ray to be absorbed into our being. It is most powerful. So powerful that perhaps your third eye is pulsating. And you are being seeded with encodements. Perhaps there are visions that pass before you as this is happening, perhaps symbols that manifest before you, or colours and even tones or sound. If you are not experiencing this, no matter, for it is occurring vibrationally, regardless. Well, the ruby ray dissipates. And I ask that you would look upon Kuan Yin's face once more, and you will see that she is bestowing upon you the most magnificent smile. For Kuan Yin, of course, as you well know, perhaps, embodies compassion from a female perspective, the Eternal Mother. And she is bestowing upon you this smile of perfect compassion and understanding. And you find yourself beaming, smiling back to her. And there is a profound soul connection between the two of you. She knows the sorrows of the world, and she takes on to her own burdens, the sorrows of others, and gladly so, for this is her service as an ascended master. And she has seen into your heart, and she knows of your sorrow, sorrows past, sorrows present, and sorrows to come. But in her perfect smile of compassion, know that you are safe and loved and watched over. Kuan Yin's presence leaves this statue and it returns to its white alabaster. And there is enough moonlight for you to be able to make your way to the staircase. And down the stairs to the foot of the statue where you did begin. And a mist comes upon the mountaintop. It is my golden white light once more that surrounds you. And this mist of golden white light begins to dissipate once more and recedes, and you are here, back in this room. But you are different, and you feel differently, and you will carry these energies with you for some time. Well, my friend, I hope that you have enjoyed this special journey. And you can undertake it as often as you desire. I am Sananda Adonai.